Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday the 17th of June, I hope you're well. Coming up, fresh explosions overnight in Middle East and housing to dominate cabinet meeting this morning. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Israel says missiles were launched from Iran again overnight. Sirens could be heard in Tel Aviv as flashes of light were seen above the city. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is leaving the G7 summit in Canada early as tensions continue to rise between Israel and Iran. Iranian media says explosions could be heard in Tehran. The Israeli military says it has identified missiles launched and are operating to intercept the threat. Sky's US correspondent James Matthews is at the summit in Canada, where world leaders have been discussing the conflict.
France's President Emmanuel Macron gave us a clue as to Donald Trump's intentions. He said that the Americans have made an offer to meet with the Iranians. Now we will see what happens. So it looks like further talks might be on the agenda.
Housing will once again dominate the cabinet meeting this morning ahead of an opposition motion in the Dáil later. Plans to extend the rent pressure zones to the entire country will be discussed, as well as the establishment of a new planning authority. News Talk's Aidan Delaney reports.
The Housing Minister, James Brown, wants the Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill to be brought forward as emergency legislation, with Cabinet agreeing last week it would be progressed as a priority. It comes ahead of an opposition motion being brought before Leinster House, warning against changing the RPZs and looking for an eviction ban instead. Minister Brown will also bring a memo with more details on the establishment of a newly overhauled An Cumasúin Pleanála, which will replace An Bord Pleanála. Elsewhere, Social Protection Minister Dara Cailleary will seek approval to extend access to the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance to children being cared for by foster families. It's expected this would help around 2,300 children this year.
The Land Development Agency says over 15,000 homes will be built on its direct delivery sites in the next few years. The agency will appear before the Oireachtas Housing Committee today to provide an update on how it plans to deliver affordable homes. Over 10,000 are currently in the planning or construction phase, while land will be acquired shortly, which will provide the basis for a further 5,000 homes. Committee Chair Fine Gael TD Micheál Carraghy says any issues must be identified so the delivery of these homes can be sped up.
They're the real crux of the question that we want to find out where these roadblocks are, identify them, and then bring in changes to remove these roadblocks and ultimately deliver a higher number of units.
St Vincent de Paul says the cost of essential items has increased by nearly 20% in the last 5 years. The charity's latest minimum essential standard of living report has found the price of items like food, clothing and shelter rose by 1.8% since last year alone. The cost of meeting the needs of a primary school-aged child is €98 a week, while €72 a week is needed for the essentials for preschool children. Report author Robert Thornton says these costs increase as kids get older and social welfare doesn't come close to covering it.
Living costs for older children, it's basically teenagers, children aged 12 and over, continue to be the highest of any age group we look at €158 per week. And when we then compare incomes to social welfare needs, we see that social welfare supports only meet approximately 64% of those costs for an older child.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to a fatal crash in Monaghan to come forward. A man in his 40s died after the motorbike he was driving was involved in a collision with a car on the R190 at Nisnalog between Ballybay and Coot Hill yesterday afternoon at around 1:20 p.m. His body was brought to the mortuary at Cavan General Hospital and the local coroner has been notified. People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy was released from police custody in Egypt last night and is expected to return home later today. He was detained for a second time yesterday after going to a police station in Cairo to ask for his phone to be returned. His partner, Dublin councillor Jess Spear, says it had been taken from him when he was first detained on Friday. He's one of thousands of people who had travelled to Egypt to cross the border into Palestine and take part in a global march for Gaza. Other participants have also been detained. Authorities in the US say a doctor charged with giving Friends star Matthew Perry ketamine in the months leading up to his overdose has agreed to plead guilty. Federal prosecutors say Dr. Salvador Plancencia will admit to 4 counts of distribution of the drug. He's one of 5 people charged over the actor's death. Perry was found dead at home in October 2023. And in sport, in soccer, Brian Barry Murphy says Cardiff City feels like the right fit for him following his appointment as manager. The Cork native will be in situ for the new season as Cardiff attempt to win promotion back to the Championship following their relegation last season. And Barry Murphy believes the club aligns with his own values.
I think it's been a really comprehensive process, which has impressed me greatly. I suppose the steps that we went through was real in-depth, detailed football discussions at the start with Gavin, and got a real sense of the passion straight away for the club, and the talent coming through here is something that attracted me straight away to this role. And then the more detailed discussions as we progress through the phases with Ken and with Mehmet and with Steve, it just gave me a real sense of the right type of opportunity I've been looking for.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.